The question was asked, if Hashem has an overall plan, and that overall plan is going to happen, so then what are we doing praying? So Rav Neventhal has a very nice piece on Rosh Hashanah, where he explains that that's the idea between Zichronot and Shofarot. Shofarot is where we're talking about the future, we're going to hit a time of Mashiach, we're going to have that final blast of a shofar, which brings us to, so to speak, the end. It's going to bring us to the point where Hashem is leading the world. The global picture is headed that way. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean on a private individual level or on a specific generational level, Hashem has defined where things will play themselves out. Meaning it could be that our generation is going to be the generation which will merit to have a golden era. Things will go great for us as the world charges forward towards that goal. Meaning the fact that there's a general plan for the world, that's shofarot. Yes, ultimately we're getting to that blast of the shofar. But where is my life in all of that? And where is this generation's life in all of that? That's the zichonot, where Hashem says, I'm going to take an accounting of each of you and going to come to a decision with regards to each of you, each person, each family, each community, each city, each country, and the world at large. There's a lot of din on different levels. Yeah. And when we daven, so we're davening, we're asking Hashem to move things in the direction that we would like. And that's what we're supposed to do. It's what the Torah says. Talk to me. The fact that there's a general plan of where the world is headed does not mean that the plan for me has to play itself out that way. So that's the idea of davening. We present to Hashem what we would like, and we ask Hashem to help us attain that.
And he cannot always